Track 4 and some news stories. Tynmouth eyes UK culture town title. Tynmouth is bidding to become the UK's first small town of culture. Tynmouth Chamber of Trade and Commerce Chair and Town Councillor Keith Underhill registered an expression of interest with the UK Department for Culture, Media and Sport after gaining the backing of Tynmouth Town Council at its meeting last week. The UK Town of Culture 2028 competition was launched by Culture Secretary Lisa Nandy MP in October as part of the government's plan for change to drive economic growth and opportunity and restore pride in communities across the country. Tynmouth's Chamber of Trade will now work with organisations and businesses from around the town. Culture represents many facets, historical, arts, crafts, artists, all sorts of things, Councillor Underhill said. Tynmouth has a long history of maritime history, artistic history, heritage, and so on, he added. Once the bid had been submitted, the government will shortlist towns to go through to the next round of the competition in the spring. Shortlisted towns will be awarded a grant of £60,000 each to enable them to develop and strengthen their full application. Towns will be judged on their unique story, how the town will design a cultural programme for all, and how the town will deliver a successful programme. UK Town of Culture asks, what makes your town special? What makes its people proud to be there? And why should that be celebrated? The Town of Culture competition is aimed at giving towns the chance to cash in on the benefits of the UK City of Culture competition. Participating towns will benefit from improved community spirit, along with higher footfall in museums, galleries, and at live performances, which will help to support local businesses and jobs. There is so much for us to be proud of in the towns we're from the rich local history to unique festivals and celebrations. They have shaped our national story for decades. Now it's time to take centre stage and showcase the unique stories they have to tell.
Permanent street lighting changes planned. Proposals to make permanent changes to street lighting across Devon have been approved. The decision comes following a year-long trial that responded to community needs while cutting costs, reducing carbon emissions, and delivering environmental benefits. The decision on Tuesday, February the 17th, means earlier switch-off times and further dimming of street lights will continue in residential areas, market towns, and rural locations, while lighting on main roads will remain unchanged. The approach builds on Devon's long-standing policy of part-night lighting and takes advantage of new smart technology that allows light to be adjusted remotely and quickly. Since the trial began in April last year, the council has reduced the amount of electricity used for street lighting by more than 1 million kilowatt hours a year.
Residents urge to shape future of libraries. Residents in Teignbridge are being called on to make their voices heard as the major public consultation on the future of the district's libraries enters its final week. The consultation, which closes on Sunday, February 22nd, has so far received more than 17,000 responses. The consultation, launched in December, asks residents to give feedback on proposals to explore new technology, standardise opening hours and consider greater community involvement. It also invites people to share their views on how libraries can remain accessible, flexible and fit for purpose in the years ahead. A key reason for this consultation is the significant financial pressures faced by Libraries United and Devon County Council following year-on-year funding cuts, and the need to ensure that the service is now resilient, flexible, and is able to adapt to the changing ways people are using libraries. Councillor Cheryl Cottle-Hunkin, Cabinet Member for Rural Affairs and Broadband, said each library is unique. They are used in different ways by different people, serving different needs in different communities, and the solutions to ensure their future resilience may also be different as well. I recognise that the people who know best about their local library service, who have the ideas and an insight into how they can be better used, are those who use and work in them. She acknowledged that concerns have been raised about rural access, the use of open access technology, and the impact on smaller libraries, but she assured residents that any changes would be shaped by those who use them and will be evidence-led. I want people to know I'm listening to their concerns, she said. Crucially, she pledged no libraries would close as a result of this consultation. We are one of the few authorities over the last 20 years that hasn't closed any of our library branches, and we are committed to keeping every single one open. These proposals are about making sure local libraries are resilient and are able to deliver the services people want. This consultation is just the start of the conversation and a chance to rethink and update the service, providing greater flexibility for the future. It's an opportunity to shape your local library for your community, and I encourage people to take it. With the deadline fast approaching, residents, including children, are encouraged to take part online at their local library or by post. All responses will be reviewed before revised proposals are presented to Cabinet in spring 2026. For more information and to have your say, visit Devon County Council's consultation page.
Flood hit town play area to remain closed. A children's play area in Bovey Tracy will remain closed during half term, the Town Council has confirmed. The play area at Mill Marsh Park will be closed this half term. The play area suffered flood damage after the storms in January. The flooding caused the safety surfacing to lift and sections of fencing to become damaged, creating potential safety risks. A spokesperson for the council said it's very frustrating, but we cannot guarantee the equipment's safety. Meetings with the installers are pending and we'll act as swiftly as possible to ensure the necessary repairs are made.
Carnival and Regatta confirm 2026 dates. Tynmouth Carnival and Tynmouth Regatta have confirmed their summer dates for 2026. Tynmouth Community Carnival will take place in the last week of July, with Tynmouth Regatta taking place from Sunday, August the 2nd to Sunday, August the 9th. While neither of the organisation committees are yet able to share specific details about daily schedules, Tynmouth Regatta said it would be sticking to a similar format to previous years. Meanwhile, Tynmouth Carnival admitted that while not everything will necessarily stay exactly the same, volunteers are working hard behind the scenes to keep the carnival going. This includes transitioning to a charitable organisation so the carnival is eligible for more funding. Both committees commended the enthusiasm and commitment of volunteers for ensuring events go ahead despite a challenging funding climate.